Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Right, so I'm working with this brand new app called Kutt, K-U-T-T, and it allows for actual betting. So Ireland, I have got Yale plus 12.5 versus Auburn, $10 straight up with one of our listeners. What do you think?
You've got a chance. 9:40 to go in the first half. Auburn 24, Yale 21. They're hanging.
Nice.
They're
so
hanging
in it,
with it.
In it.
And you got a chance there.
If you want to bet against me or bet against Bergman or anybody else, friends, the public, download the Kutt app, K-U-T-T, join the ESPNLA social group, and we will start the betting. I'm still looking for some action on Duke and Vermont.
How dumb is the NCAA Women's Committee to put Iowa, the biggest draw in college basketball, in the toughest bracket?
Right, and arrange them to play LSU in a rematch of last year's championship game before the Final Four.
Unbelievable. Because as soon as Caitlin and Hawkeyes get bumped out, the ratings are going to go...
Oh, sure.
Why would you do
that?
Why
wouldn't they give them like a clean sweep all the way to the Final Four?
Almost guarantee them they'll be in the Final Four.
Isn't there another good team, too? They're all in the same bracket.
Isn't USC in a tough bracket, too?
So USC with Juju.
Yeah.
Iowa State with Caitlin. And LSU, Iowa with Caitlin and LSU with Reese are all in the same bracket.
No, all in the same bracket?
I don't know if USC is, but I know they're in a tough bracket, too, because they'll have a hard time getting to Final Four.
All right, you guys want to do 2 o'clock call of the
day? Yeah, let's do it.
Here is Walrus in Encino. Hey, Walrus, you're on ESPN LA. Hi.
Walrus.
Brian, you putting him up?
Maybe a shark got him.
Yeah, he's up.
Walrus, last chance. Let me try it.
Nope. Forget it.
Okay.
Sounds like Slee was there.
Done. All right. Yeah, no, it's don't pick on Slee. That's not Slee.
According to the phone, he's still on the line.
Sure.
Yeah, there's like a weird, I don't know what's going on here. Yeah, I've never seen that circle with the line through before.
I don't know what that means.
What did you do? Did you put him on?
It's like the international.
Yeah, when I did it, did you do
no,
it?
No, I didn't touch it. But now I've never seen that before. I've never seen that.
All right, let's try it. All right, Walrus, you there?
There you go.
I'm here, yeah.
Okay. All right, good.
It's so funny. First off, I was talking to Lindsay. She's never gotten the credit she deserves for the production that she did with you all in 2020 when there was nothing to talk about. Honestly, I don't know why that's never been said over the radio. It was incredible what she did.
Thank you.
Hey, Walrus, let me interrupt here just for a second. It is absolutely true. Lindsay was our producer during the most difficult stretch in the history of the show. Where there was nothing happening in the world of sports.
No sports.
None
anything.
Whatsoever. And yet, Lindsay did keep things afloat. So, Lindsay, thank you.
I always like to say our Larry King interview was one of my favorite interviews
ever. It was
ever.
A great interview.
Yes. When we asked him, will you ever get married again? And he gave us the greatest answer of all time. He goes, no, then you have to come home and you have a wife.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, Walrus, is that why you called?
Well, no, I've been wanting to say that for a long time. But I called, John, because you all were talking about ghosts on Wednesday.
Yeah, Michael's here. He believes in ghosts.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So Michael, I know, I've heard you say before, right? Black folks don't do ghosts.
Right.
Yep.
So, Michael, think about this, okay? Because you don't want to be encountered by a ghost. John was saying that he has never had an experience with a ghost before.
And I've been openly courting it, Walrus. I want a ghost to come visit me.
So my question then, John, is why is that? What about you makes ghosts afraid?
Yeah, it's a good question.
I don't think
they're afraid. I think they know they can't spook me, so it's no fun for them. And then they just go to somebody they can spook.
Perhaps. I don't know, though. You know, versus Mason, you were talking about Amelia Earhart. And
she can't. That's the thing nobody will say. She could not a good driver.
So, Ireland, if you were sitting at home one night and all of a sudden, real quiet, all of a sudden the cabinets flung open and dishes flew out, that wouldn't spook you?
Of course, that would spook you.
Do I get to see the ghosts?
No, you know, they just happen. They just come flying out of the cabinet.
You see the repercussions of the ghosts. The dishes flying and all that.
Yeah, I would be like, oh, crap, now I got to clean them up. No, I want to see the ghosts. I want to meet with them. I want to talk to them. Wow. When we were in that haunted hotel in Oklahoma City, mm-hmm. I was like, I was sleeping with my door unlocked and everything. It didn't happen.
Effie didn't come see you.
Effie did not come.
So you said you had new info.
Okay, so
on Shohei and Ipe.
There's a woman named Tisha Thompson who was an investigative reporter for ESPN. She was on our morning show yesterday.
Oh, okay, good.
She's been kind of the lead reporter on this Shohei story for ESPN. She has issued a timeline of everything that came down.
The old TikTok.
Right. And my impression of this whole story has been that the timeline doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what I mean. So, and she goes in great detail. This is on ESPN.com right now. After the game on Wednesday, the Dodgers hold a meeting in the clubhouse. Team owner Mark Walter tells the players a negative story is coming. Mizuhara apologizes and tells the team he has a gambling addiction. A Dodgers executive, Andrew Friedman, stands up and tells the whole team Ohtani has helped cover Mizuhara's losses.
Okay.
Okay. And everybody in the meeting now knows the story that Mizuhara told ESPN.
Right, right.
So at this point, Shohei's aware of the losses, and he helped cover them. On the way back to the hotel, Ohtani starts asking questions about what had been said in the clubhouse. Because remember now, the only way Shohei is getting information is through Ipe.
Yes.
Is through Mizuhara.
Right.
So that's when, now Mizuhara is ashamed. He's out of it. They bring in a backup interpreter.
Yes.
And Ohtani says, hey, what did Ipe say in the meeting?
Oh.
And the backup interpreter explains it. And then Shohei says, that's not what happened. He's lying. That's not his.
So he didn't understand the confession that Ipe made before the team.
So I'm
going to
put this out there,
which backs up
your possible version of the story. I'm going to throw this out as a possibility. Okay. It is possible that Ipe just pulled a long con on everybody. That, in other words, he told Shohei one thing. Mark Walter stands up, tells the team, story's coming. Andrew Friedman stands up and says, look, Shohei covered this guy's gambling losses. We're moving forward.
Right.
And Shohei says, okay, story's over. Then he's walking back to the hotel with the new interpreter, and he says, hey.
What did Ipe say?
How did Ipe explain this? What did he say? And the interpreter tells me, he goes, that's not what happened. That's not my version of the story. Then the agents get involved and say, okay, he's been getting bad information the whole time.
Right.
So you got to throw that now out there as a possibility.
Yes.
That maybe Ipe conned everybody. Now, I still believe that Shohei knew. Matter of fact, this story, I encourage everybody to read this Tisha Thompson story.
Yeah, I've got it open right now. It's really good.
This story is so detailed that it says at one point, they were sitting next to each other and sent 6 to 8 wire transfers with Shohei sending the money, which makes perfect sense to me because it backs up Lindsay's version of events when Lindsay said, you're going to get a whole bunch of warnings. You're going to get a whole bunch of fraud alerts. If Shohei's sitting at the computer and he's getting all those, he says, yeah, don't worry about it. It's me. And he keeps sending the money. Then that would explain that. So I still think that's what happened. But we have to allow for the possibility that Ipe conned everybody, including Shohei.
So one little note. After all this stuff, ESPN reached Ipe by phone. Ipe says he lied in his interview that he did with ESPN, the big 90-minute interview.
Does he admit lying to Shohei?
He walks back much of what he said. He tells ESPN Ohtani had no knowledge of his gambling activities, debts, or efforts to repay them.
Yeah, I still think Shohei helped out his friend, paid off his debt, and
I think his friend robbed him blind.
Well, both things could be true.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think Shohei gambled.
I do not either.
And, Michael, what do you think? Who do you believe?
Yeah, I mean, you got to have some proof to prove to me that Shohei gambles. I don't think, obviously, I think he knew about it, and he probably did help out his friend, but that doesn't mean he's gambling.
Because Ipe now says Ohtani had no knowledge of his gambling debts or efforts to repay them. That says to me, and Michael, you probably, you know, you run in a different world where people have, I'm sure somebody manages Clay's money, yeah. Is it not possible to embezzle?
Well, when you
that?
Were playing with Kareem, no. Didn't a business manager take Kareem to the cleaners?
Yeah, no, Clay has his business corporation or manager's company gets audited yearly, so they can't steal stuff.
Right, so you got somebody watching him. That's the old Shaq thing.
Because I had a business manager who had access to everything. I was young and dumb. I would have had no idea.
You're right, yeah, if you're not paying attention.
I didn't have somebody watching the guy that was watching
my
money.
Yeah, and this guy gets audited. His company gets audited by the SEC because he manages a lot of athletes. So if he was skimming, if his company was skimming off the top, he would be found out and be put in jail.
All right, so... My hope is, again, my hope is selfish because I just want to see Shohei play for the Dodgers. My hope is Major League Baseball looks at it, comes to the conclusion that Shohei did not gamble, and fines him for being stupid.
Fines him for what? You can't fine him.
For paying off the debts.
That's his buddy. That's got nothing to do with baseball.
But Shohei wired the money directly to an illegal bookmaker. So I don't think you can have that precedent and do nothing.
Unless it was
And Michael, he makes $700 million. A fine to him means nothing. He can pay a fine with his couch
cushions. He makes $2 million now.
Right. Yeah, right. Only $2 million at the moment. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Okay. Coming up next, Pepe Montilla will join us.
Oh, Pepe's here.
And I have a question primarily for Michael and Pepe about the upcoming Olympics and how they could have been altered forever. From an NBA perspective.
Okay.
I'll do it when we come back.
All right, we'll do that coming up. Hey, it's Friday. You're driving home from work and some moron is texting or zoned out or whatever on their phone and they cause a traffic accident. Now, you're immediately sore. You call your doctor's office and they're already closed for the weekend. So then you wait until Monday and you call them and they're booked solid and you can't get in for an appointment for another week. And all of a sudden you've gone 10 days without any treatment for your injury. Don't do this to yourself. If you're injured, call Jacob. Even Friday night, middle of the night, call Jacob. He and his team will guide you, letting you know if you should go to urgent care or the ER. They'll schedule a doctor's appointment for you for Monday, so they'll have a specialist in your area that you can see who will document your injuries, and you will get back on the road to recovery without any delay. If you're injured in an accident, don't try to do anything yourself. Call Jacob. Let him help you. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember...
Accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
CallJacob.com. Don't forget to follow Call Jacob on Instagram. Go to @call.jacob. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, they're playing his song.
Pepe Montilla's arrived through what you described as brutal traffic, huh, Pepe?
That is right.
And he rode in on his...
The horse.
Yeah, and Michael is showing off his Gunsmoke t-shirt to Pepe. And
you know
Pepe
got
looks...
this? You know who got this for me, Pepe? Friend, Steve Mason. You said I don't have any friends.
So yeah.
Who are you, Chester?
So, Pepe, what's going on, man? We saw you yesterday. You're going to be at Pickleball tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I wanna see how good you are.
Well, you will not. It will not take you long to see how good I am.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, okay. it will be fun.
So, as Mike would say, let me ask you guys a question. The Lakers are playing the Sixers tonight without Joel Embiid. And if you're curious how much Joel Embiid means to the Sixers, their season has pretty much cratered ever since Embiid went down with knee surgery. Let me give you guys some more specifics. The Sixers are 26-8 when Embiid is in the lineup, but 12-23 when he's not. He's that good. He had a triple-double in three quarters against the Lakers when we played him in November in Philly. They handed LeBron his worst loss as a pro, a 44-point blowout. Now, the reason I'm bringing all this up, even though Embiid's not playing tonight, is Embiid became a French citizen in 2022. He's like Michael. He's got dual citizenship. Michael, you have citizenship in the United States and in the Bahamas, correct?
Yeah.
Embiid has citizenship in France and the United States.
And Cameroon, where he's from. Cameroon.
Right. So, France won a silver medal in the last Olympics. They had a pretty good team. All right. We won the gold. They won the silver. Embiid now, and Michael, you can explain this better than I can, but if you are dual citizen, you can play for either team, but you have to pick one, right?
Right.
That's right.
So, Embiid has chosen the United States. He, in the next Olympics, the one in Paris, he's going to play for the U.S. Had he played for France,
he couldn't play for the United States.
Correct. But had he chosen France, which was an option, their front line would have been Joel Embiid, Victor Wembanyama, and Rudy Gobert. Mm. All on the same front line.
But they can all play at the same time.
Sure they can.
They just play really big.
All right, Michael, if that...
It'd be interesting to see.
Yeah, it would
if,
be.
Yeah, that would be very
the
interesting.
The triple towers.
If that happened, the triple towers, good mm-hmm. phrase, Mace, would they have knocked out the U.S. for the gold?
They would have a good chance because they do have a good team and got a bunch of good wing players from France, too, not just three big guys. But that would probably be the U.S.'s toughest opponent if he was playing for France, no question.
Pepe, what do you think? If that was their starting front line, well, by the way, they average 7-2. Embiid 7-2, Gobert 7-2, Wembanyama 7-3.
And you can zone up. You can play zone, so you don't have to play chase man around.
I don't know how other teams get near the basket.
You're right.
Yeah, they won't get near the basket. Those are they got an open.
Team USA counter it?
And you just take long shots, the three pointers, and the U.S. have good players taking three pointers.
Well, we have Steph, but who else?
You would start up front. You would start AD, probably KD, and who would be the third?
LeBron.
Yeah, I guess LeBron could start.
Or Tatum.
Yeah, or Tatum. But, boy, that's the biggest, tallest those guys are. You're giving up a lot of size to France.
But you would need a shooter. So, okay, here's a hard question. Mace, starting two guard for Team USA, Anthony Edwards or Devin Booker?
Oh, it should be
Edwards.
Should be Steph.
Well, Steph's the point guard.
Did you hear the Steph's question?
Steph could play two.
The point guard, unless you want to start Kyrie.
Yeah.
Kyrie might not even be on the team.
Right, but the two, I think, make sense. Anthony Edwards makes sense. Steph would be the one.
Yeah. No, he's more suited for international basketball.
But then who do you put at the one?
Well, let's see. Who's their other guards?
Dame?
You would play Steph?
At the two.
At the two.
Sure. Well, would you play Steph and Edwards together?
You can, but Edwards stunk it up in Tokyo.
Okay, so who's going to be the one?
Well, no, they won
who's
the gold medal. The
no, I'm talking World Cup. World Cup I'm talking about. World Cup. You could start Lillard, who wants to be on a team. Who else for Team USA wants to be out there?
Halliburton?
Yeah,
We're going to see him
on Sunday.
But, I mean, you could start Steph at a point, but Steph could spread the floor so well, I would start him off the ball.
I just think it would have been incredibly fun to watch a front line of Gobert, Wembanyama, and Embiid.
By the way,
all three elite defenders.
Yep.
Like, all three, assuming all three are healthy, all three candidates for Defensive Player of the Year.
Yes, they are. They are very good defenders.
Especially, you know, Wembanyama,
especially under the basket for some of them.
Pepe, you know Wembanyama leads the NBA in block shots as a rookie? It's only happened once before. You know who did it?
As a rookie?
Yeah.
Let me think.
Hakeem?
Nope.
Bynum?
Nope. I don't think this guy was ever an all-star.
Bradley?
No. Michael, you played against him.
Tree Rollins?
Manute Bol.
Manute Bol. Wow.
It's the only other player ever to lead the NBA in block shots as a rookie. And Wemby is way better than him.
Oh, yeah. He is going to be
You know what the thing with Wemby is that he can shoot the three-pointer.
Right. Yep.
So you cannot leave him open.
Nope. I'm with Michael. I think that would have been a fascinating team to go up against USA. And keep in mind, Germany won the World Cup.
That's right.
And Germany, it would have Luka. Right? Or not Luka. No.
Schroeder. Schroeder's the starter.
Schroeder's the starter.
But they've got the Wagner brothers.
Right.
Daniel Theiss. Just a bunch of regular guys, but they won the World Cup.
They would be good.
They won't be as good as the others.
Pepe, Canada would have a really
good
team.
Canada, yes. Canada's loaded. And Serbia.
Right. Yep. But think about Canada. They could start Shea Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yeah. Murray.
Jamal Murray in their backcort. Yeah. I mean, they're loaded.
And Shea's cousin is good, too.
Nikhil
Alexander Walker, yeah, he might make that team. But I would have loved to have seen the 3 7-footers, and I'm actually selling them short. They all would have been 7'2", start together and just zone the basket and make people go over them.
Yeah.
It would be like the Monstars from Space Jam.
It would
be.
It absolutely would be.
How can you beat this team? You can make them commit fouls when you attack them.
Yeah, but they're so good at blocking shots.
Yeah, I mean, they're such shot blockers.
If you make a move, they cannot stop, and they're going to run over you.
It's hard to do that if you're playing zone, and they let a lot more contact go in the basketball. But you know what
they could do?
What's that?
Focus.
They could focus. Yeah. By the way, Michael, can you can also knock balls off the rim in the Olympics, right? Can you imagine that? Balls up on the rim and Wembanyama, Embiid, and Gobert a lot this time.
What, there's no goaltending?
No.
Oh, really?
No, you can't hit the ball on the way down, but you can hit it off the rim.
Off the rim?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How fast are they? I don't think they're that fast.
No.
Well, it depends who the other two guys would be.
Yeah, but still, you know, and if you go to the switching and you get like one of these guys on Curry and Curry moves fast and stops, this guy is going to run over.
By the way, Michael, with Embiid, if he's healthy, will be huge favorites.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Should be,
Hell, yes.
Yeah, definitely. Even though the competition is going to be good, but they should win. If they don't win the gold medal, then they should disband Team USA forever.
So who do you put in number one? You never said.
Damian Lillard.
You put Steph at the two.
Who other guards are, but you could go with Halliburton, a more traditional point guard, passer setup kind of guy. You could go with
him. Why wouldn't Kyrie be on the team?
I don't know, but he wants to be. But you're right. There's so much competition for the guards.
Have they not narrowed it down to
They've narrowed it down to like 40 guys, right?
No. They've got the guys who are for sure on Team USA that we know of. LeBron. They've announced LeBron, Embiid, Steph, KD,
AD. Right?
No, they haven't said him for sure yet, but he will be on the team. But the four names they said 4 or 5 names are automatically been there, and only 7 other guys have to audition for it or beg for it, and everybody's begging to be on it.
Tatum
is maybe one of the guys. The first five.
What about Kawhi? You think he'd ever do it?
Oh, yeah, he'll definitely do it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, everybody wants to go to Paris.
And Edwards should be there.
He'll be there.
Yeah.
He'll be there.
All right, tell you what, let's do this. Coming up next, there's a very, very popular young actress out there. But
is it Lindsay Lohan?
No, but you could get a virus from her. I will explain. Mason and I are on 710 ESPN.
All right, y'all know BBGO is the official game day snack of the Lakers. You see the BBGO logo on all Laker jerseys. Mouth-watering Korean snacks and meals in minutes. Keep your freezer stocked with BBGO for a delicious meal. Korea's number one food brand, making the whole world more delicious. Minimum effort, maximum flavor, available at all major grocery stores in the freezer aisle. BBGO mandu are the largest, juiciest dumplings in the market. Every day is the day to live delicious with BBGO, the official game day snack of the Lakers.
Oh, we're hoping for sunshine tomorrow. At the Agape Pickleball Center in Fountain Valley.
Showing up rain or shine.
We're there no matter what, Michael.
Yeah, we are
there no matter what.
Yeah, definitely. You got to be there.
Just
tread carefully if there's a little moisture in the court.
Exactly. Pepe, you're not playing, but you're going to be there tomorrow.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to try not to laugh.
Me and Lindsay are going to be eliminated. You think early, Lindsay?
Well, what to do? If it gets rained out, just claim victory.
True. Linz, I think it's fair to say we're going to be eliminated fairly early.
I mean, if you want a really quick day, like one of us could just not show up and have to forfeit.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Easy. It's not a bad idea.
Avoid ourselves the embarrassment.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what you should do if it starts raining? Just go and start like going like that, and if the other team don't show,
Pepe, then, Pepe. You can't do hand motions on the radio.
Yeah, the hand. Right? Well, it's on YouTube.
You
if you're watching on YouTube,
we're on YouTube.
If you're on YouTube, you're seeing it. But but for radio,
but
it doesn't play
as
well.
Here. That's why you're here to explain what I'm doing.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
You always have to do that.
So I mentioned this story. John, who is...
Mace is your interpreter.
You know what the...
Does he have a big gambling debt?
Yes, exactly.
Michael, be careful.
Be careful.
Be careful. I don't remember what I said yesterday.
No, what did you say? Remind me what you said yesterday.
How come you're so nice and then in the radio you're not nice?
That's true. It's a very good question.
Because I have to deal with a whole bunch of idiots.
You know what's weird? Here's what's weird, Michael.
Not untrue.
When you're here, he goes after you.
Yeah.
If it's just me in Ireland like yesterday.
Right.
He comes after me.
Oh.
You're
yesterday. That's it. Well, you should be nice.
Put
the crying baby thing.
You were Pepe was picking on me. All right, so John, who's the hottest actress out there right now, the one everybody's talking about?
Sydney Sweeney.
Correct.
Now, I love her.
You remember the thing called the Fappening, right? Where all these allegedly...
A bunch of actresses got their phones hacked, and there were a bunch of naughty pictures sent out into the world.
Okay. So there's been this thing going around the internet now, where if you click here, you can see adult videos of Sydney Sweeney.
Right.
What's really happening is they're downloading a virus onto your computer. They're downloading malware onto your computer. So everybody that is going and clicking on this link.
To that, I will say, you monsters. And that is...
monster.
That's how they're getting into your computer.
That ain't right, because Lindsay's right.
Fake Sydney Sweeney videos.
Everybody loves Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, she's
great.
That is a ridiculous
trick. But if I was gonna spread malware, that would probably be a good way to do it.
If you're dumb enough to click on it, then you should deserve to get
but
your
But it's Sydney Sweeney.
Hacked.
Why wouldn't you click on it?
Just
right.
saying.
Right. Guys are getting suckered in on this
That's
one.
Not something you can get for free, you know?
Yeah. By the way, that movie... Anyone But You, the Sydney Sweeney movie.
Fantastic.
Still just killing it. It's raised more than, it's made more than $200 million. It costs them less than 20 to make it. And it's her and Glenn
Powell.
They're
already working on the sequel.
I think Glenn Powell's going to be a big star.
Gigantic star.
I just watched, the other day, I was writing an email to you guys, and Top Gun Maverick came on. I've seen it a couple of times. He's great in
He's great.
And in Anyone But You, they're great together.
He was on the Culture Pop podcast. Great guy, too.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Texas guy, right?
Yeah, Texas
you
guy.
University of Texas?
Very, very entertaining. So I wanted to...
Sydney Sweeney, by the way, before we change subjects. Every once in a while, there is... This is how Hollywood has always defined an it girl, all right? Girls, in this case, like Lindsay... want to be friends with her, and guys want to date her. That's the it girl. Like previous it girls, like Jennifer Garner came up that way.
Yes.
Girls wanted to be friends with her.
Meg
guys
Ryan.
Wanted to date her. Meg Ryan, Scarlett Johansson.
ScarJo.
Yeah. I mean,
they call her ScarJo.
If you can.
Melina Dietrich.
If you can.
Melina Dietrich, right, Pepe?
In Pepe's
Everybody
day.
Everybody wanted to be friends
Gina Lola Brigida.
Melina Dietrich.
Sophia Loren. Right?
Yes. Exactly.
Verna Lisi.
Jane Mansfield.
What's her name? Verna Lisi?
Yeah. Beautiful.
So,
beautiful.
Sydney Sweeney is the latest it girl.
Yep. The modern day Verna Lisi.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. We're going to do a little What's Up, Fool? Lindsay's got stuff. Brian's got stuff. At 3 o'clock, I'm going to bring something up, and you guys are going to make fun of me.
Good.
But I'm serious
Look
about it.
Look forward to those
We'll
things.
Do that coming up. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Lindsay's in for Greg today.
That's right. No corporate Greg today.
Much better looking version.
Thanks, Michael.
Can you say that these days?
Sure.
Can you
can say it on this show.
Done now.
Yes. I mean, Michael, you say things that only you can get away
Correct.
With.
Correct.
That's Michael. Very well said.
Different set of rules.
Yeah. What do you got?
All right. So I don't know if you guys have ever been to the Irish Bar Brennan's in Marina Del Rey.
I have. Yes, I have.
And you know that the third Thursday of every month, they do their famous turtle races.
Okay.
Yes. Well, guess what? They're trying to put an end to that.
Who is?
An animal advocacy group is.
Oh, please.
Defense of Animals. They protested last night, and they're demanding that the turtles be set free because they said that they're exploiting turtles, and it's unnatural, harsh environment, bright lights, and these animals deserve to be outdoors in a peaceful, natural environment and not forced to race for profit. Do you guys agree with this?
Hell no.
Oh, come on.
Not at all.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, do they not realize that a bunch of those turtles would probably be then picked up and become pets of little kids and like live in a bowl?
Yeah. And what are the turtles, where would they normally live? What's their habitat?
Probably in the forest someplace.
Or in the water.
Sea turtles. Live in the forest?
They're not sea turtles.
They're not sea turtles.
No. They're just like little...
On the bushes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, honestly...
I don't know. Where is a turtle's natural habitat?
Wait, aren't all turtles sea turtles? Like, aren't all turtles...
Well, no, but... Sea turtles are those ones that go like this.
Finding Nemo.
Like Finding Nemo. Yeah.
Crush.
Exactly.
How do they go?
Like this.
And we're on radio.
Yeah. Right. But I was talking at the same time, I'm performing for both audiences simultaneously.
You're moving your arms.
Yeah. Exactly that. Thank you very much. I think, look, these animal rights people are out of their friggin' minds. They really are. I mean,
most of them are nut jobs.
Yeah. I mean, there are people that are upset that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce went to a zoo.
Yeah,
come on.
I mean,
stop.
Let the turtles race. Yeah. That's my position.
I think their natural habitat is Brennan's.
Well, people don't even know where they live because, I mean, they only race 1 week out of the year, so how do they know that?
And I bet they are so well treated.
Right.
I bet they have tons of lettuce or whatever that they like
to
eat.
Is the next thing these guys are going to go to Mastro's and pull the lobsters out of the tank?
There's another
people,
one.
Probably.
Yeah. If you were given great health care and the food you want to eat, your favorite food to eat every day, would you still enjoy being in jail?
Would I still enjoy being in jail?
You know, you get to eat what you want. You get the best medical care. You get to watch all your streaming services, but you're in a cage.
I get my streaming services. I'm fine.
I mean, that's like my life anyway.
The streaming services is what put me over the top. That's not bad.
But you're not free.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, we side with the turtles.
I'm pro-turtle. Yeah. Turtles.
Yeah, me too.
Let the turtles run.
If you're pro-turtles, though, then you probably don't want them racing there.
I do want them
racing. No, I want them racing.
Have you ever been? Have you seen them?
I've never been to... I've been to Brennan's. I've never been there for Turtle Night.
Oh, yeah. I've gone a couple times.
Yeah.
They only do it once a year?
They do it once a month.
Once a month, yeah.
Turtles have no choice, but why do horses listen to us?
Oh, that's different. Why
do they have a choice?
Because they're so much bigger and stronger than us. They don't have to listen to us.
They whip them.
Right?
Yeah.
Most animals can be tamed, or a lot of animals can be tamed. That's essentially what you do. You break a horse.
If you're a horse and Pepe's trying to ride me, why should I let him ride me? I'll just flip him off.
It's a very good question. Very good question.
You say horse or horse.
Michael, every time you're worse and worse, I mean, how far are you going to get?
How far are you going to get, Michael?
That's great logic, Pepe.
Yeah, but Michael, like Lindsay said, Pepe, Michael can say things no one else can say.
Yeah, no,
get used to it.
Why do horses
who's next?
What's up, fool?
I got one for you guys here. So I went down a deep rabbit hole the other night on YouTube.
Okay.
And I watched a college pitcher from Mississippi State, Herangelo Hiante, I believe his name is, ambidextrous.
Really?
Yeah, he's a sophomore.
So to right-handers, he throws left-handed, and to left-handers, he throws.
And so the highlights I was watching, same game, he would switch right after batters and whatnot. He's got, like, the special glove.
Yeah.
The thing that got me, he threw 97 on both sides of the plate.
Wow.
He's currently 5-0. I think he's got, like, a 2.7 ERA right now, but I was just so blown away with the whole thing.
How old is he?
I would say like 20 is a sophomore in college.
And he's not in the minors?
Yeah, there was a guy in the minors
A guy that pitched for the Dodgers, Pat Venditti.
Yeah.
Who actually batted left-handed but threw ambidextrously. He had a glove that you could put on one hand. It was
It was a generic glove.
It has to be a generic glove because otherwise he's not going to be stopping the game to change gloves.
Correct, yeah.
That'd be a huge weapon. If the guy's any good, especially if he's like you said, he's 5-0 and he throws 97.
Pepe, why can't he stop the game to change gloves? He just do it in a matter of seconds.
Run off the field?
No, put it behind them. Put it behind you on the mound.
I don't think you're not allowed to have a glove.
Like when you used to play in a pickup softball, you could leave your glove at your position.
Because on the back of the mound, it's the rosin glass.
What if the ball hits the...
No, Michael's right. There's a rosin bag.
Right, but I think a rosin bag is... I don't think anybody's going to allow you to put a rug or a glove on the back of them.
You can put it behind the mound on the flat part of the grass.
You can't.
Why? The ball doesn't even hit there.
You don't know that.
I'm not so sure you can't do that.
Yeah, Pepe, you can do it.
By the way, Pat Venditti lifetime, 2-2, 4.73 ERA through 72 innings in the big leagues.
So not terrible, but I guess the novelty wore off.
Yeah, with the Dodgers, he pitched 15 games, 14 innings with a 2.37 ERA.
Pretty
so
good.
He's pretty good with the Dodgers, yeah.
And if you hurt your left elbow, you just pitch right hand until it's better.
And
right?
By the way, after Ohtani, do we really question it? I mean, if a guy can pitch and hit, why can't a guy be great left-handed and right-handed?
I don't understand it because in Little League, you grow up doing that stuff. So why did you stop doing it when you're 15?
Well, you grow up hitting. You grow up switch hitting, not switch pitching.
No, I mean, like the pitcher, like in Little League, the pitcher's usually the best hitter in Little League, right?
Right, but so nobody is ambidextrous pitching.
Yeah, I played
pitching.
Against guys it's who switch hit. Story. I never switch played hitters. Against anybody who switch pitched.
No, I'm talking about if you can pitch in Little League, you're usually the best hitter, too. You're usually the best athlete.
Right, exactly.
So why does that stop when you get older? Why don't you keep pitching and
hitting? Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. You know, in other words, the best athlete is going to wind up
pitching and hitting.
Right,
usually the best kid on the team.
It's true.
But then
it's because we've entered the era of specialty, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to be a specialist. You're going to devote all your time to one or the other. Not Shohei. Well,
the thing about the glove doesn't make any sense.
Why?
Think about it. Okay.
Oh, he's going back to
listen,
the glove.
Yeah. Listen, listen, yeah. Michael.
Right.
The guy puts the glove behind him.
Right.
Okay. So the play goes to the right field.
Okay.
It's a hit.
So
the guy from right field throws the ball home.
Right.
And the ball hits the glove.
But that would punish the defensive team.
I know. That's
sometimes
why you shouldn't do it.
What if the ball hits the mound and pops up? It still happens, right?
Yeah, but the mound is part of the field.
Yeah,
Michael.
But Pepe, I'll find out whether or not you can do that.
Guys.
What? Focus.
Come on, let's focus.
You don't have to cuss me out, Pepe.
Let's focus, okay?
What's up, fool?
You guys got another one? Are we done?
I got one more.
Okay, good.
All right, so the first human to have a Neuralink computer chip surgically implanted into his brain.
Don't get started.
He demonstrated how he uses his thoughts to move a computer cursor around a screen to play online chess. And he can toggle music on and off, pick his songs in his playlist, all by using his mind.
All he has to do is think the song, and then it's playing.
This is Mason's dream, Lindsay.
It's insane. This guy, he demonstrated it for a live stream on X to show people like how the brain-computer interface tech works. And like this guy, he was in an accident, so he's paralyzed from the shoulders down. So I could see why this would be like perfect for somebody like this. I mean, I don't know about the everyday person.
So let me say, because this, I've talked about the chip in the brain thing.
Okay.
The chip in the brain thing is actually being invented for people who are dealing with paralysis.
Right.
If they can
but
get
you
those...
want to do it without paralysis.
Right, and eventually, someday...
Eventually, they hope to do that. Yeah, to move on to regular people.
Right, and can you imagine just like, okay, so I had to look up Pat Venditti's stats. Can you imagine if they were just in my head, all I'd do
I
was think
like
Pat
that.
Venditti and oh, up comes his cool. statistics? That'd be amazing.
Everyone would have like such anxiety because imagine all the thoughts that pop into your head.
I'd be like the super smartest guy around. I would just be thinking things and like Game of Games. Oh my God, I would destroy you guys in Game of Games if I had Google in my head.
John wouldn't even have to Google.
Yeah, John wouldn't have to Google. I would actually be doing it. There would be no way to certify whether I was cheating or not because I'm just thinking of the answers.
But think about this, okay? Let's say that you do it and we all do it.
Yes.
So you're going to be smarter than us?
I don't think you guys will do it.
Well,
yeah, I wouldn't do it.
No, Ireland wouldn't do it, even if it does make me a whole bunch smarter.
I'm against Pepe doing any surgery that I don't have to have.
But hypothetically speaking.
Yeah, hypothetically.
Let's say that the four of us will do it.
Okay, then, we all have chips in our brain.
Then you wouldn't
well,
have
then
an
it's
advantage.
Just whoever can access it
correct.
The fastest.
Exactly. Exactly.
You'll be the same person.
But what I'm saying is
robots.
I'm an early adopter, so if this goes mainstream, I'm way more likely to have it first than everybody else.
Do you think that Juan will allow that? No, the answer is no.
No, Juan won't have a choice.
Hey, Mace.
His body, his choice.
Yeah, my body, my choice. Thank you.
I have an update you're going to be very excited about.
Oh, bring it on.
17-25 remaining in the game. Auburn 43, Yale 42.
Yes.
And Yale has the ball.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, you
they
got
just,
fouled.
They just got fouled. They're going to take the lead.
I've got Yale plus 12 and a half in this game.
What did I say yesterday?
I don't know. What did you say?
I said that Auburn was going to lose. I told
They're not going to lose. You want to bet $1?
Yeah.
All right. I'll take you have Yale. I have Auburn.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got $1. Yale plus 12 and a half. I like my odds the best.
I've got Auburn straight up.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, I'm going to tell you guys a story, a plan that I'm going to try to execute, and you can scoff at me. Just prepare. Pre-scoff so that you're ready to scoff when the time actually calls for it. You guys will all make fun of me. Next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.